Welcome back, and let's get straight into our really useful DNB workflow. In this lesson, we're taking a top loop in Ableton Live 12 and turning it into a proper old-school jungle and drum and bass arrangement by moving it from session view into arrangement view. This is one of those classic edits that can make a loop suddenly feel like a real track section. And that's the key idea here. In jungle and old-school DNB, the top loop is often where the character lives. It's the hats, the breaks, the little ghost notes, the percussion movement, the texture, the swing. If you can take one loop and shape it into something that feels like it's going somewhere, you're already thinking like a producer, not just someone looping an idea. So the goal today is not to make the loop busier for no reason. It's to make it feel like it has energy, contrast, and momentum. We want it to build, drop, pull back, and return in a way that feels authentic to DNB. First, start with a top loop that already has some movement. That could be a chopped break top, a percussion loop, a hat pattern, or even a MIDI drum rack part if you're building it yourself. If you're making it from scratch, keep it simple. You do not need a huge full drum groove. Just focus on the top end, hats, shakers, rides, little percussive ticks, maybe the ghost snare or two. The idea is that this loop could sit above a sub and a kick without fighting them. If the loop is audio, make sure it feels tight and musical. If it's MIDI, you can give it that old-school feel with a few closed hats on 1/16 notes, some gaps for breathing room, and maybe an open hat on an offbeat or transition. And if you already have a breaky loop, even better, because that rough, lively texture is exactly what works in jungle and darker DNB. Now before we arrange anything, clean the loop up a little so it sits properly. Our really useful first move is EQ8. High-pass the loop somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz, so it stays out of the bass and kick territory. That keeps your low end disciplined and leaves room for the important heavy stuff later on. If the loop needs a bit more attitude, try a touch of saturator. You only need a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, just enough to thicken it and give it some grit. You can also use drum bus lightly if the loop needs more punch, but keep boom low or off for a top loop. We're not trying to turn the top layer into a sub-weapon. We just want it to feel present. And if it gets too harsh, especially in the high mids or top end, use EQ8 to gently tame a harsh area, maybe somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. A small cut is usually enough. Old-school DNB can be raw, but it should still be controllable and not painful to listen to. Once the loop feels solid, build a few versions of it in session view. This is where the arrangement starts to come alive. Think in energy lanes, not just clip copies. One clip can be your main loop, one can be the tension version, and one can be the fill or variation. Your main loop is the full groove. Your tension loop could be filtered or stripped back, and your fill version can have a small change at the end of the bar, maybe an extra hat, a little reverse hit, or a quick fill that gives the ear a reason to keep listening. A very simple way to create those versions is with clip duplication and clip envelopes. You can automate a filter, volume, or a device parameter. Auto filter is perfect here. For a filtered intro or tension section, you might start the cutoff around 300 to 800 Hz, then open it up as the phrase develops. Keep resonance modest so it doesn't start whistling or taking over the groove. You can also send a little reverb or delay to specific hits, but keep it subtle. In DNB, short throws usually work better than washing the whole loop in effects. We want movement, not mush. Now comes the fun part. Record the session view performance into arrangement view. This is the moment where the loop stops being a loop test and starts becoming an actual edit. Arm your recording and trigger the clips in a musical order. Record 16 or 32 bars if you can. Think like a DJ or an old school jungle builder. Maybe the first 8 bars are filtered and restrained. Then the next 8 bars open up more. Then you add a small fill or variation. Then maybe the last 8 bars feel stronger or more stripped again, depending on the section you want. This kind of phrasing matters a lot in jungle and DNB. Bars 1 to 8 can be your build. Bars 9 to 16 can be your release. Bars 17 to 24 can be your variation. Bars 25 to 32 can be your return or transition into the next section. You're not just stacking loops. You're shaping energy. Once that performance is in arrangement view, start editing it with simple but powerful moves. One of the best tricks is muting or dropping out parts of the loop before a new section hits. For example, mute the loop for the last beat before a drop, or cut it for half a bar and let a fill or crash take over. Or remove the hats for one bar so the next bar feels bigger when everything comes back in. That contrast is a huge part of the sound. In jungle, a tiny gap can hit harder than adding more layers. A half beat of silence before the full return can make the groove feel heavier and more dramatic than a big flashy fill. You can also use automation to make the loop feel alive. Try automating auto filter cutoff over 8 or 16 bars. Start closed and move it open. Or automate a reverb send on just one hit at the end of a phrase. A tiny delay throw on a snare or hat can create that classic little echo moment that makes the edit feel intentional. Another useful move is a short utility gain dip before a drop, then bringing it back up. That tiny volume movement creates anticipation. In fast music like DNB, these micro changes matter a lot. If every 4 or 8 bars feels identical, the energy flattens out. But if you give the loop these subtle rises, dips, and returns, the arrangement keeps breathing. At this stage, it's worth adding a second top layer if the loop needs a little answer or call and response. This could be a ride, a shaker, a chopped break fragment, or even a tiny tom or snare fill. Keep it subtle. The point is not to crowd the arrangement. The point is to give the groove another little voice. For example, let the main loop play steadily for 4 bars, then let the extra layer answer at the end of the phrase. Then bring the main loop back with a slightly different accent pattern. That kind of movement feels very natural in jungle and old school DNB because it adds life without cluttering the low end. Now shape the section into a proper phrase structure. A really solid beginner structure is something like this. First 8 bars filtered and light. Next 8 bars more open. Then a variation with a fill or a dropout. Then a final return that feels stronger or transitions into the next part. You can think of it like an old-school dance floor reveal. First the dusty break top comes in. Then the drums open up. Then maybe there's a short stop, a fill, or a reverse hit. Then the full groove lands again. That's the kind of simple but effective storytelling that makes DNB edits feel convincing. Now check the balance. Make sure the top loop is not too loud. It should sit above the main drums, not fight them. Keep some headroom on the master, ideally around minus 6 dB or more for now. And if you used widening, make sure the loop still behaves in mono and doesn't get too shiny or wide in a way that makes the mix feel unstable. This is especially important in drum and bass because the low end has to stay focused. The top loop can be energetic, but it should never blur the kick, sub, or main drum weight. A really good beginner habit is to commit early if the vibe is right. A lot of new producers keep tweaking forever. But if a pass feels good, record it, bounce it, and move on. Momentum matters. If the edit works, capture it. You can always come back later and refine it. If you want to push it a little further, resample or bounce the best 8 or 16 bars and save them as audio. That way, you've created a usable building block for future tracks. This is how a lot of DNB ideas grow. One good edit becomes the seed for a bigger arrangement. Here's a quick way to practice this on your own. Load one top loop in session view. Duplicate it into 3 versions: full loop, filtered loop, and fill variation. Use auto filter on the filtered one. Record a 16-bar performance into arrangement view. At least one dropout, one filter sweep, one reverb or delay throw, and one short fill at the end of a phrase. Then high pass the loop so it stays out of the bass area. Finally, export or resample the best 8 bars. If you do that, you'll end up with something that has a beginning, a middle, and a drop feeling, instead of just a repeating pattern. And that's really the lesson here. In DNB, power comes from contrast. Sparse to full, filter to open, steady to broken. A top loop can absolutely carry that energy if you arrange it with intention. So keep it clean, keep it moving, and keep it musical. Push the loop, shape the phrases, and let the edit do the talking. That's how you turn a simple session view idea into a proper jungle or old school DNB arrangement.